நேயர்களை நாம் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது 107.4 MHz அலைவரிசையில் தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழக விவசாயி சமுதாய வானொலி. நேயர்களே, இன்னைக்கு சுற்றுச்சூழல் அதிக அளவில் மாசுபட்டுட்டு வர்றது அப்படிங்கிறத நம்ம எல்லாருமே உணர்ந்துட்டு இருக்கோம். இந்த மாசுபாட்டை தடுக்கிறதுக்கு அல்லது குறைந்தபட்சம் அதை குறைக்கிறதுக்கு நம்மளான முயற்சிகளை நம்ம மேற்கொண்டு வந்துட்டு இருக்கோம். நம்ம பல்கலைக்கழகத்தில் சமீபத்தில் நடந்த நிகழ்ச்சியில் நம்ம பல்கலைக்கழக மாணவர்கள் சுற்றுச்சூழல் மாசுபாட்டுக்கு எதெல்லாம் காரணமாக இருக்குது அப்படிங்கிறத பற்றி பேசினாங்க. இன்றைக்கி நிலவுற சுற்றுச்சூழல் மாசுபாட்டுக்கு மனிதர்கள் தான் முக்கியமான காரணம் அப்படின்னு பேசினாங்க நம்ம பல்கலைக்கழக மாணவி ஆதிரா. அவங்க என்ன கருத்துக்களை எல்லாம் முன் வச்சாங்க கேட்கலாமா?
Look outside, see the trees, watch the flowers, feel the breeze, smell the rain, because things won't be the same after a year or two, and the reason we all know, environmental degradation. What is this environmental degradation? The deterioration of the environment through depletion of natural resources which has led to destruction of our ecosystem and extinction of living species is what this environmental degradation is. High level threat panel of the United Nations has cautioned it as one out of the 10 highest threats faced by the world today. Now, I am here to file a complaint against the factors responsible for this environmental degradation. Let me list down the factors. Urbanization, pollution, greenhouse gases, global warming, climate changes, depletion of natural resources, and what not. The list is endless. But when we investigate further, we understand that the sole cause behind all these factors is the Homo sapien. Yes, man is the one who is responsible for this environmental degradation. Now, let me tell you the reason why man is to be blamed. What I feel is population explosion, that is increasing population, is the root cause for all these troubles. Because man is, man was, and man will be a greedy animal. And this greed, when coupled with the competition for existence, the effect is even more intact. An increasing population means an increasing demand for all basic amenities like food, water, shelter, clothing, and all. And so man exploits nature. It is estimated that more than one quarter of the global population is living in an area that is more than 20% of the renewable water supply. And this population rise has led to urbanization, especially in the developing countries. And this in turn has led to overcrowding and unsanitary living conditions. About 79% of the world's population in developing countries lack access to sewage systems and sanitary water. This gives rise to disease, death, and destruction. And we all know, like we all have the ability to by heart all the Swiss Max formulas, hard physics definitions, and confusing chemistry equations. But we never look into the laws of nature. Neither do we hear out her loud cries. We have no other go but to accept the fact that we are not good at management as we are at technology. All our technology is designed with the sole intention of our comfort. And that has led to all this damage to our environment. And all the smoke our vehicles and industries puff has caused an increase in the concentration of carbon dioxide to 400 ppm, which is almost a tipping point. That is, it has crossed the threshold. Nature has provided us with enough and more resources, but our improper usage is what has led to water scarcity, starvation, lack of pure water and clean air. The air we breathe, the water we drink is not as pure how nature provided us. It is as polluted as man's mind. A recent report from the UN says that the amount of greenhouse gases at present in our atmosphere is already above the threshold that potentially causes dangerous climatic changes. It means that we are already at risk. It is not that next decade or next year, it is now, and it is already late for us to take any remedy. What do we do on the other hand? We keep on designing new models of cars and bikes and establish industries wherever there is space on earth. That is all we do. And I don't think that suggesting some remedies will do. And it is said that almost 70% of the disasters are climate related, up from the 50% two decades ago. In last decade alone, all these climatic related disasters have led to 2.4 billion deaths in the world. Undoubtedly, this climate change has been caused by the increasing humanitarian need which exploits nature. I don't suggest any remedies, but all I have to say is man is the sole cause for all this environmental degradation. But what experts feel is sustainability is the only way to get out of this environmental degradation. And for humans to live sustainability, the only way is using the resources at a rate at which they can be replenished. There is a pleasure in the pathless woods. There is a rapture on the lonely shore. There is society where none intrude. By the deep sea and music in its roar, I love not man the less, but nature more. So I once again stress on my point that man is the sole creature who is responsible for all the damage and destruction caused to the environment.